Armed men yesterday attacked and killed four occupants of a bullion van in a village near Gambaga in the northern region. The victims are the two police escorts, the driver, and an official of the East Mampusi Community Bank. Gambaga District Police Commander ASP Atabam Kwashi gave the names of the victims as Constable Jacob Tabalin, Constable George Nikwa, the driver Idrisu Fuseini, and the bank official Tia Muhammad Joshua. ASP Kwashi told Radio Ghana that the attackers might have been looking for arms and not money. According to him, the security situation in the district is turbulent and there is a need for reinforcement.
The two constables were detailed to send the bank officials to Sintree, a village under this district. They normally go on this exclusive duty at that village. So when they were returning in the evening, they were ambushed at one of the narrow bridges on the way from Sintree to Nambu area. So immediately the car slowed down on the bridge. The people who ambushed them started firing in the way, killing the four occupants in the car.
You mean they killed four people?
Four people, yes, sir.
Two police officers and then...
And the two bank officials.
If you can recap exactly where the thing happened.
It's one of the villages between Nambu and Sintree.
Do you have any information as to whether they made away with some money?
No. They only took the rifles. You know, it's a Kukumba community. So I believe they are only looking for the arms to be used later on. So after killing them, they took the two rifles from the two policemen, and then they escaped.
What is the next line of action from the police?
I have sent some investigators into the area, so we are yet to get some information from them.
Do you have any lead as to who might have carried out this act?
You know, it's a Kukumba community, and they are looking for arms during the recent conflict between the Bimubers and the Kukumbers. We arrested some people who are Kukumbers and we took the rifles from them. I think this will be one of their strategies to get past the arms that were confiscated from them.
Do you also know as to whether the number of people who carried out this act, could it be one person, two people, or a whole mob?
No, sir, it will not be a whole mob. They were ambushed under a narrow bridge.
It's also interesting because the two policemen were armed, and one would have thought that if they come under attack, they should have returned fire.
No. Master, how the thing happened? In fact, they started shooting into the vehicle. Immediately, the vehicle slowed down. So there was no way they would have the time to retaliate.
What?
You heard Gambaga District Police Commander ASP Atam Kwashi talking to Bubu Klinogu.
Meanwhile, the police administration says it has no intention to withdraw its personnel from troubled spots in the northern region. Reports in a section of the media have it that the police have threatened to withdraw the personnel detailed to maintain peace in the region because the assemblies have not been providing for their upkeep. Northern Regional Police Commander DCOP Kanyeboa told Radio Ghana there is no iota of truth in the reports. According to him, though some assemblies have had difficulty providing rations for men on the ground, the regional administration and national security have intervened and the situation is now normalized. DCOP Kanyeboa spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
First and foremost, I must say that there is no iota of truth in it. Because the police, our core function is to provide, protect life and property. And if the life of people are at stake, why do we withdraw? Are we saying that because we have some challenges, we are not going to perform our core function? There is no idea of truth in that.
But then how difficult is it for you to maintain your people on the ground?
The assemblies have been providing ration for the men on the ground because some of the areas you go, there's even no food to buy, even if you have the money. And so the assemblies have been providing them with ration. But unfortunately, it looks like some of them do not have enough money to keep providing ration for the men. We have informed the regional minister who informed the police administration. So they've met and things are now in place. I met the regional minister and I got assurance that the national security has taken it up. And I think everything is going to be in place by today. But for now, I think they started giving them ration.
Do you know the total number of personnel on the ground?
I will not tell you for security reasons.
If you have any idea, how much do the assembly spend on the men?
I don't know how much they provide, but I know they provide ration for them.
Northern Regional Police Commander DCOP Kanyeboa talking to Bubu Klinogu.